Amen. Good morning, saints of God. God bless you in the name of Jesus. It is an honor and a privilege to be before the Lord this morning. We give him praise and we magnify him. Amen. You want to read that first? Okay. Amen. We got a card from...
So late last year, early this year, we had our two brothers in the UK who were ill in the hospital with COVID. And one did not think they were going to make it, but they are both still here with us today.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Do you guys remember the two brothers?
Yes.
Amen.
I think it's awesome. Chris and Neil.
Look at you.
Yes. They sent us a card. And they said, it's been a while, Sandy and Ben and family, since we've been in touch. It doesn't mean we have forgotten about you all. We still look forward to your services 3 times a week. This is just a card to encourage you and to thank you for your service to the Lord. And we give all to Jesus the glory. Time is short. We must fly soon.
Yeah.
We both, Chris and Neil, can't wait to first meet the Lord and then each and every one of you. One of our favorite chapters is John chapter 14 verses 1 through 6. Amen. And they're both doing well.
Yes. Amen. Put that on the podium, Nikki, so Sandy can have it. Amen. Isn't that awesome? Amen. It is so wonderful to hear back from people that we fellowship with during prayer and we pray for. It is wonderful when we can hear back from them and they are claiming the victory in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So I have a couple things I want to, while Pastor Nicole tells me, oh, you trying to chili? I did that for your husband. I didn't even turn the other two on. You Asian Abigail. Oh, yeah, yeah. Amen. Was it cold?
It's freezing.
Oh, okay. Well, I did that so, you know, when he comes in, you know, oh, amen. Amen. Well, I'm sorry, y'all. I guess I'm all layered up and y'all.
Right.
Hello. Okay. Makes sense now. Amen.
Y'all too with your four layers on.
Amen. So while Pastor Nicole is getting that, I'm asking about a few people from our prayer list from last week of the pilot that got sick in Switzerland and was in the hospital. If you, who sent this to us? I think this came from Lee M. If you have any information or update about the pilot, the private pilot that got sick and was in Swiss hospital last week, please let us know what's going on. We'd really like to know so we can continue to pray. Also, Andrea H., we want to know about...
Andrea?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Andrea H., about your family circumstances, we're still praying for you, but please let us know. The reason I asked that is because we want to keep focusing on what your issue is or what your need is. We don't want to keep praying if you've already been delivered from that. Amen? So just kind of let us know. And Lemon Drop, your mom's in the hospital. Let us know what's happening with your mom. I want to pray over addictions today.
Yes.
Amen. Addictions. There's me and Pastor Sane was talking about this Wednesday, Thursday, I don't, whatever day he cut my hair. And there's so many addictions that people get hooked. And a lot of times, I mentioned to say that some of the times people are addicted to things and they're unaware that they are addicted to it.
Yes.
You know? And so when you're unaware that you are addicted to, does anyone know the actual meaning or definition of addiction? Can somebody look up the definition of addiction? Amen. Then people are still dealing with this COVID. And so we want to pray over the addiction, depression. Those that are dealing with COVID and depression. And depression. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And we're talking about the church. We're not talking about the world. Oh, she's calling you. We're talking about the church. We're not talking about the world. A lot of people in the body of Christ are under a great pressure and depression and things that they're dealing with. And so we want to pray over that too. We have a request of a child dealing with suicide. And it's hard for me to fathom a child having to deal with thoughts of suicide. So I definitely want to pray. Pray over those children, those people. And of course, financial breakthrough for so many people. A lot of people have lost their jobs during this whole whatever that started last year. A lot of people have lost their jobs. I don't know what the unemployment situation is, whether they're getting it or not getting it. I don't know. I know I see a lot of help wanted signs up everywhere, but I don't know what the deal is. So we want to be praying over the financial situation, the pilot. And there is Linda F. I think, I don't know if it's your mom or not, but an 83-year-old who fell, and she was dealing with...
She didn't fall. She falls a lot, but she has C. diff, which is a very contagious disease.
Mm-hmm.
And she has multiple other sicknesses that came along with that.
Oh.
And this is the one who was struggling because her son moved her...
Yes.
Yeah, now that she's closer, she's less of him.
And the daughter.
And the daughter, they don't have a relationship.
Okay, so all right. So we want to definitely keep them in prayer. And Brenda Johnson, I want to know if you're still in the hospital. Whatever her
Cynthia, what do you know about Brenda?
Yeah, so Cynthia, give us the update on Brenda. Let us know what she's doing. I'm telling you, when you request these, when you have prayer requests, we don't just read them and then dump them. We print them up. My wife prints them up, and her and Asia, they send it out to the prayer team, and we pray over these people during the week. We have online prayer warriors that pray for people that the Lord has placed on their heart while we're in this prayer service, so they can take on some prayer requests and pray through the week. And so we are praying, and we take this thing very, very seriously. And so if you ask us to pray, this is the one thing I ask, and I had a discussion about it this morning. If you want God to deliver you, God's not a piggy bank and he's not a genie. If you want God to deliver you, you must do your part.
Amen.
Right? Lord, deliver me, but you still want to live in sin. You can't ask God to pay the rent. No, I can't say that. You can't ask God to finance your sin. You can't ask God to help you stay healthy so you can continue in your sin. That's not how it works. If you want God to do something for you, you need to give yourself completely to God. If you want to be delivered, then you need to make sure that you're in position to be delivered. It is your responsibility as a believer in Christ to make sure that you're doing everything you can to stay in position to be delivered so that God can hear your prayer. It's not, we can't make you do right. All we do is take your request and hope that you are in right standing with God so that he will answer our request on your behalf. But you have to do your part. You can't be killing us up here, having us working like little runaway slaves, and you still sinning.
Amen.
Amen.
If you want to be delivered, stop sinning.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Asia, stand up. Stand up, Asia. Asia, stand up, Asia. You, Asia. My Asia. Asia Davis. Oh, they met? Oh, Asia, this is my, amen. Thank you, and your awesome family. Amen, I'm so glad you're here. And that was not for you. Amen. But that, what I just said was not about you. That was just, okay, all right. But if you want to be delivered from God, if you will, the Bible says, I'll open up the doors of heaven. Open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing so much so you will not have room enough to receive. I forgot the first part of that. I was, what's the first part of that? It opened up the doors of heaven.
There's a lot that he said.
There's a lot. Amen. I'm sorry. Because there's a lot going on in my head, and it's like a race car. But you need to be aware that God is holding you accountable for what you do with what he gives you.
Yes.
He gives you an opportunity to walk in righteousness. What are you doing with that opportunity? He gives you an opportunity to study and to learn who he is. What are you doing with the opportunity? Everything God gives you, he is expecting a return on his investment.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything God allows you to live through, he's expecting a return on his investment. God has invested in your life. What can God expect from the investment that he has placed in your life? This is not a free ride. You do not get to go to heaven for free. It's going to cost you something. Even the man on the thief on the cross, on the other side of Jesus, he gave his life. It cost him his faith. He believed that Jesus is who he said he was. And he asked that the Lord would remember him when he gets to his kingdom. He gave himself to Christ while he too was on the cross. It cost you something. You have to give back something in return. This is not a free ride. You can't expect God to do it. This is a relationship. You can't expect God to do all the giving. You do all the taking, and that's a relationship. That's not a relationship. That's a thug stealing from somebody with a good heart. Come on. Thank you. I know the house ain't full, you know, but the Spirit of God is still here. So when we are praying for you, we're praying in faith that you are a believer in God. And we're praying that the Lord will hear our petition on your behalf. I don't know where they went. They just went outside. I pray that God will hear your petition.
The boys.
One just went to the bathroom. Amen. Have mercy, Lord. That we're praying that God will hear our petition on your behalf and God will bless you accordingly. But you can't expect other people to keep praying for you and you keep doing what you want to do.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
You can't expect people to always stop what they're doing to pray for you while you still run around in your sin. It's not right, and God is not going to honor that. Amen?
Amen.
Listen. We do not beg people for money. We don't take up 5 or 6 offerings. We don't solicit people. We don't sell anything. Nothing. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
If you ask us for something, we'll give it to you for nothing. We don't even charge you for postage. Is that right?
Amen.
We don't send you the stuff from the 99 cent store. We send you really good stuff. Pastor Drea, is that right?
Amen.
Amen. Is that right? We send you good stuff. We don't send you stuff from the 99 cent store and stuff that we dug up from under the couch cushions. We send you stuff that we would want, right?
Yes.
I said that to say this. If you want, this is my testimony. Now, I can't speak for anybody else, but this is my testimony. And Pastor Sandy has preached it many times. If you give of your time, your resources, do your part, the Bible, do you know what tithing is not a suggestion. That's a tax that God has placed on his children. It's a tax. Anybody believe that?
Amen.
Saying it right? Your tithe is a tax. I dare you not to pay the government what you owe them in taxes and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I dare you. I double dog dare you. Contact your Uncle Sam and see what'll happen if you decide I'm not paying taxes anymore. See what happens. Right? Mm-hmm. Your offering is free will. Whatever you agree with God regarding your offering and you and God agree with before you get in the house, that's your offering. That's between you and God. But your taxes is a law. Your tithe is your taxes. So when you stop paying taxes, you get punished.
Amen.
I'm just saying, you don't have to accept it. You don't have to believe it. And you really don't have to like it. It don't change it. We pay our tithes, we pay our taxes to God. We do it with gladness and obedience. The Lord has blessed our socks off. It hasn't always been easy. We haven't always been able to do what we do now, but we are there now. And God will bless you through your obedience. Talking about the people with the finances, people that are dealing with sickness in your body. A lot of times we bring it, we jacked up when we get to Christ. And there's a lot to be delivered. And so some of the things that we're dealing with in our sickness, we brought it in we brought it in from our past. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yeah.
Right? Smoke like chimneys, homemongering, come in with the heebie-jeebies, you know, you was a wildcat, show something, you know? And so Now that you're in Christ, you're asking for deliverance, but some of that stuff takes a little time because you've been doing that for 40 years. God could do it overnight, but what would you learn if he just did it overnight? Mm-hmm. Anybody follow me?
Amen. Amen.
Okay, y'all not saying much. Amen. Asia, am I all right? Thank you very much. Amen. I'm just saying, this is a relationship, and you have to be fair to your partner in this relationship.
Amen.
You can't expect your partner to do all the changing, all the giving, all the special efforts, and you just sit back like a royal king, you know, and just, yeah, serve me. So that's not how it works. Right?
Amen.
I believe you get out of a relationship what you put in it. If you put nothing in it, that's all you should expect. And don't get mad because that's all you get. That's all you put in. You go to the bank and put $10 in, you come back, you're going to get $10 in the nickel maybe. You're not getting $15. Why? I didn't put $15 in. Don't get mad because you didn't get it. Right? Amen. Same with God. If you want to nitpick God and penny any God, don't be surprised if all he gives you is the basics. You don't want to do anything extra for God? God can play that game. You don't want to go out of your way to serve God? God can do that too. Amen. He can love you and not bless you like crazy. That's all I'm saying. Did I say too much?
Nope.
No. I got three nopes. Okay, I'm good. That's the Trinity. Well, it is. One, two, three. Well, test on. Testimony. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We have been, as a church, praying with and standing with Destina for her son.
Oh, yeah.
Nathan. Nathan asked his mom to send this text. He wanted to thank Pastor Ben and the church for praying for him. He said, and I'm going to say this exactly the way she wrote it, because of y'all's prayer and Jesus doing his work, his great work, his side job, because of y'all's prayer and Jesus doing his great work, he has a side job, he's doing much better, he's homeschooling, and the doctors have taken...
Boys, sit down.
The doctors have taken him off of all of his medication.
Yes!
Been off of it for almost 2 weeks and doing great.
Yes!
He's eating and sleeping better. No more nightmares. And he wanted to make sure that she shared this praise report.
Amen! That's awesome! Amen! We've been praying for that little brother for how long? Since last year sometime, right?
It's been almost a year now.
Amen. And then Destina's mom came and cleared the house out. And oh man, what a testimony. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's an awesome testimony. Amen. So we give God praise for Nathan and Destina and her mom. Brenda?
Yes.
Who's Brenda?
That's the mom.
The mom, Brenda, and all the saints. We give God praise. We magnify him. That is truly a testimony. Every soul is important. Every soul is sacred to God. Every prayer is important to God. Amen. All right, go ahead. Let's do the prayer request.
All right. We got quite a few this morning.
Okay, and then I'll get back to this.
The first one is from Linda. She has a couple of them, but the first one is asking for prayer concerning her neighbor, Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
Raymond's mom has recently passed. Well, she passed a few years ago.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Asia, the Lord knows the stress that you're under, and he knows what you're dealing with, and he understands the fight, the struggle that you're having. Okay? And that you're being pulled like this. And that you feel you don't have all the personal necessary support that you as a person needs to have. He said, I understand that. He said, and if you give it all to me, I will fix your entire situation.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
He said because it's like you're being pulled apart from here. And he knows that you can only take so much.
Absolutely.
Okay. He knows you're tough. He knows you're strong. He said, but he's a little bit tougher and a little bit stronger than you. And he's been here a lot longer. He said, so he knows what to do to fix it. He just needs you to trust him. Amen. He said, and you're moving in the right direction.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, now you can finish reading. Because if I don't say it when he speak, I'll forget. And it must be important or he wouldn't have said it, right?
I needed to hear that.
You needed to hear that? Do you know that God never created mankind to be perfect?
Amen. Amen.
So the fact that you're not perfect does not trip God up by any means. It just means you're just like he made you. Just wanted to let you know. I threw that one in for free. Okay. Amen. All right.
Okay.
Start all over, honey.
Okay, so this is from Linda.
Linda.
And this is concerning her neighbor, Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to condense it a little bit.
Okay.
Raymond's mom passed a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
and Raymond has been living in her house since before she passed. The house was to be split between Raymond and his siblings, but he's resisting.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that he is dealing with some paranoia there.
Mm.
And Linda has noticed like things in the house, like the Virgin Mary and things. And she's wondering if the enemy is really just, you know, messing with his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's asking for prayer that he will come out of this hold that he's in, and that he will reconcile with his siblings.
Okay, and his name is
Raymond,
and her name is
Linda.
Okay, all right, come here, Linda. You're gonna stand in for Linda this morning, okay? Well, you on camera a lot today. What's up?
Who?
Her.
I'm on camera a lot every Sunday.
Well, yeah. So we need to wash your hands. And his name is?
His name is Raymond.
I was going to call him Barry. Ask me why.
Nope.
They both said nope. Woo. Amen. Barry. I can't even answer that. I think I was thinking about Dr. Barry that comes on the, Yeah. Thank you. You know me, right? Okay. Amen. That's my brother. Amen. We want to pray for Linda.
You're praying for Raymond.
I mean Raymond.
Linda is standing for Raymond.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, there you go. Oh. Hallelujah. Do you know that when the Lord first gave us this prayer service, that we were going to have people manning the phones and calling in, and we were going to be praying some on the over the phone and some texts and all this? Pastor Drew, you dodged a bullet. She's like, yes, Lord. You dodged a bullet, because I think this is better.
Yes.
Amen. 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 And it's certainly cheaper. Because we don't have to pay for the other phone line. Great day in the morning. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. This prayer service that we do live, that we ask, suggest, encourage people to enter the chat room and send us their prayer requests, email it to us. You can call us and leave a prayer request. This is from God. This is not a moneymaker. This is not something we use to drum up business. This is something that we do because it was put in our spirits to do it.
Yes.
We do this because when they shut everything down, they shut everything down.
Mm-hmm.
And people had no outlet. And this gave people an opportunity to have somebody to pray for them specifically.
Yes.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
They could call in, they could send in their prayer requests, and we would pray with them. We would keep their business, and we would pray for them not just once, but we would pray for them until the Lord say different. That's why we're here, and we'll do this until the Lord snatches us up. Amen.
Amen.
Whether that is today, tonight, tomorrow, next week, whenever his divine choice is. But this is an opportunity for your family, because we have thousands of members. We have people all over the world. And when I say all over the world, I am not kidding. All over the world. And people reach out from the UK and from Africa and Australia, from every China, every place on the planet, somebody reaches Guyana, United States, everywhere, that somebody reaching out to us. That's part of this global mission, is that we be your community church. You just go online and just talk to us like you're sitting right next to us. That's a gift from God to you. Don't just take all of this and just keep it to yourself. Bless somebody else. Pray for somebody else. Be encouraging somebody else, because this is not just for you. This is for you and who you can affect. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
All righty. I don't know why that, but it was. Linda, right?
Raymond.
Raymond, but Linda asked.
Linda asked for prayer for Raymond.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Well, then I should have had a Raymond up here. All right, I need a Raymond. Come here, Raymond. I got Linda and Raymond up here. Amen.
Amen.
Things don't always go the way we plan it, right? Things don't always go the way we expect them to go. But if you stay in Christ, the way it should go. How'd that sound? Did that sound all right to anybody?
Yes.
Pastor Drew is in deep thought. It doesn't always go the way we want it to go. I know I've had a couple of setbacks and a couple of gut kicks, right? Mm-hmm. But it will go the way God wants it to go if you're in Him.
Yes.
We don't know what's best for us. We just think we do because we've been here for a while.
Yeah.
But in actuality, we don't know, because we only see things in one dimension, and we only see it as it surrounds our atmosphere. God sees everything in every dimension at the same time. He knows things that are going on in the spirit that's heading in your direction that it would be impossible for you to see without Him. Right?
Amen.
Come on, y'all act
Amen.
Like y'all in church. Say
Amen.
Something. You ain't got to agree, but say something. Grunt, bark, do something. Let me know you're still in the house. And so, it doesn't matter if it doesn't go your way. What matters is it gonna go the way God wants it to go?
Amen.
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 Because if you are a child of the King, oh, come here, Raymond.
Yes.
Take Linda's hand, because she's praying for you. Just one, don't be greedy. Amen.
Sure.
Trying to cuddle all up. You do that on your own time. Amen. I would say I'm sorry, Reuben, but I'm in prayer. I can't say that. Amen. All right. So, amen. Amen. That was for this. Let's pray for Linda and Raymond.
Yes.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for an opportunity to give you praise and to magnify you.
Yes.
We thank you for how you've opened up the windows of heaven and you poured out blessings on this house and on the people in this house. We thank you. We're asking, Father, for one of our loved ones, Linda, on behalf of Raymond, that you would touch his mind and his heart and open his understanding. Father, if there's any sin, remove it from Raymond's heart and his mind. Give him clarity on what you would have him to do. Even enter into his dreams and speak to him so that he will be the believer that you have assigned, that you have allowed and enabled him to be. Work out his situation. Help him to see that you are the only true and living God, and that he must follow your directions, and that the enemy has no control over what God blesses him with and do for him in his life. Clear his mind, Lord. Touch Linda as we have these two soldiers standing in for Linda and for Raymond. Touch them in their hearts and their minds. Move any debris that the enemy has brought and replace it with your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you. Amen. Huh?
Keep them up here.
Keep them up here?
Uh-oh. Linda has another prayer request.
Yes.
And this is regarding another neighbor.
Uh-huh.
Marco.
Marco. Marco.
He received the Lord into his heart last year,
mm-hmm.
but he's not walking with the Lord.
Okay, Linda.
He doesn't believe in the Bible, so he's kind of turned to the New Age.
Oh, boy. The poison.
And he follows QAnon.
QAnon?
Yeah. Okay. And he is homosexual. His mother passed last year, has left him devastated because he was her caretaker. Of course,
yeah,
that was his mother.
Yeah.
So she's praying that he would really receive the Lord.
Yes.
In truth.
Yes.
And walk with him.
Yes. Hey. Okay. This is why I need you to put your hand on her shoulder. Yes. Mi talon. Put your hand on my shoulder. Thank you. Shalom. What's his name again?
Marco.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Marco's salvation. God. Lord, the lifestyle that he's living is strictly against your commandments. It is against your will. It is against your desire for the creation that you've made. And we rebuke that lifestyle and the thought of it. God! We're praying, Lord, that you would do whatever's necessary to change his thought process, to change his atmosphere, to change his heart and his mind. Ah! Father, we're praying that you would do something in the name of Jesus that would change the way he lives and the way he sees you. Lord, he's living in a pit of demonic activity, and he needs to be delivered.
Yes,
Jesus. It is by his choice. But Father, whatever it takes to push him to the point where he makes the right choice is what we're asking.
Yes.
Before we ask for healing of his body, we're asking for healing of his soul. Before we ask for any prosperity in his life, we're asking for cleansing in his soul. We're asking, Lord, that the spirit man be made whole. We're asking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would cleanse his mind, his heart, and his atmosphere,
yes,
so that he will be what you have called and created him to be. And whatever is necessary after that, Lord, let thy will be done.
Yes.
But Father, we're praying more so for his soul than for his body. Forgive him of any sin and unrighteousness. Cleanse his heart and his mind and send him back to the cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you. Amen. New Age and homosexuality and witchcraft.
Yep.
That's just a mess. That's just a big demonic pot of mess. Yeah. They feed off one another. Amen. What's the matter, honey? I can't hear you. I don't know what she's... Okay. Amen. Sayyid Shan Young. Amen. While she's doing that, let's pray. I want to pray for those that are dealing with addictions. I'm going to need three people to stand with me for addictions. Can I get... Asia, I know I've been calling on you this morning, but if I can trouble you to stand with me, Ryan, if I can get you to stand with me, Roy, to stand with me. We're praying over addictions. We're praying over people with addictions. Not of course, you're just standing in for the people that are just, it's hot in here. What happened? Amen. I mean, just a little bit. Just a little bit, just enough to knock the willies off. Amen. It's hot. Amen. And you can turn it off in just a minute. Amen. We're praying for those that are dealing with addictions, those that are dealing with sexual addictions, those that are dealing with drug addictions, those that are dealing with suicide and depression. That those suicide and depression, those are actually all of these are spirits.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
All of these are spirits. If you have an addiction of any kind, God is not an addiction. God is a choice. Anybody?
Amen.
Well, addictions are choices too. Addictions are driven by spirits that are not of God. Those are addictions. When you have a relationship with God, that's a relationship. There's a difference. Did anybody look up the word addiction?
I did.
What you got? What you got? Tell me what it is.
The good ones. The fact.
Come here, Abigail. Come on over here. Okay, what's an addiction?
The fact or condition of being addicted to a particular substance, thing, or activity. Being dependent on it, a craving, a habit, a weakness, a compulsion, a fixation, an enslavement.
Oh, my God. You're trapped. An addiction is entrapped. You're trapped. You're in a POW hole. You're a prisoner of war. When you've got an addiction, you are a prisoner of war. You have no control over that. You can't get out of that without God. You can't control that. That controls you.
Amen.
You can't tell it what to do. It's commanding you. You're in a POW hole, God, and you cannot get out without God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, I've been there. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you are dealing with an addiction, first of all, you have absolutely no control over that thing. That is a spirit that is controlling you through that addiction. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Yep. Nailed it.
And in order for you to be free from that addiction, you need Jesus.
Yes.
You need the blood of the Lamb. You need the cross. You need Christ to free you from that addiction. You cannot do it on your own. There are no drugs that can free you from it. You cannot fight spiritual warfare with carnal weapons.
Amen.
Amen, somebody. You cannot fight spiritual battles with a gun, with a knife, with a stick, with cursing, with profanity coming out of you. That is not how you fight spiritual battles. You fight spirits with spirit.
Amen.
Yes.
You fight the spirit of the enemy through the spirit of God.
Amen.
There's no psychiatrist that can talk you out of addiction. There's no book you can read that can take you out of an addiction. Homosexuality, that's the spirit. That's an addiction.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
That's an addiction. Vanity.
Amen.
That's an addiction.
Amen.
That's a spirit.
Yes.
Hungry for money. Gotta have, I gotta get. I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. That's a spirit.
Amen.
That's an addictive spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Procrastination is also a spirit.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Say that, somebody.
Amen.
It can wait. I'll do it later.
Yes.
I'll get around to it. Yeah, I'm coming. That's a spirit too. And let me tell you something, church people. That's not the spirit of God.
Amen.
Wow. Amen.
Wow.
How many members did we lose then?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever addiction that you, and I was saying, you may not even be aware that you are living under an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've been in that environment for so long, you may not be able to recognize that it is what it is, because that's all you have become now. That's all you know now. This is your new transition. It doesn't seem okay. Let me say this. You can be in a room full of people that smoke and you don't smoke,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Eventually, you really won't even notice all the smoking that's going on. Why? Because I've been in it for so long, I've adjusted to the smell. It's not foreign to me anymore. This is just the way the house smells.
Yeah.
And so even though you don't smoke, when you walk outside the house, other people know you've been in a house full of smoke.
Yep.
But you don't. But you're not aware of it. Why? Because I've been in it for so long, I didn't realize that I was still, I look and smell just like them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been in it for so long.
Yep.
And you weren't even aware of the environment that you have now become accustomed to. What they say about that frog, you put him in a pot of warm water and just slowly turn up the heat. Slowly turn it up. He'll cook to death. Because instead of him jumping out, he just keeps adjusting. That's like the church. They just keep adjusting to sin. Well, I've been in this sin for so long, you know, it's okay. Oh, they curse on TV. They curse on TV all the time. And let me tell you something, it's getting worse. I've seen two men kissing in a commercial, almost threw up in a commercial, because now it's just becoming natural now. Ugh. It's just because now, and instead of the church crying out, they just keep adjusting until it becomes a norm. What's wrong with that? They do it all the time. It's always been wrong. But you just keep adjusting to the addiction. Amen. Good morning. Good morning, loving. Oh, she's back. Yay. Amen. Woo! Okay. Let me pray. Girl, you got me all tore up. Okay. That's her mom. And she can't. I didn't even know she did. Long story. Amen. Anyway, they just keep adjusting to the addiction until they don't even repent now for the addiction, because they don't realize that it's a sin. They don't even seek God for deliverance because they've been in it so long, they think it's normal.
Yes.
They've been eating expired eggs for so long, fresh eggs. Taste something wrong with these. They fresh. Ooh, what's wrong with these eggs? You've been eating 4-week-old eggs for so long, you don't even know what fresh eggs taste like. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so we're praying for these addictions. And we have the Trinity here. That's why we chose three: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We want the Lord to help those that are dealing with addictions. If you're dealing with an addiction, I need you to just, if you can, just point your hand this way while we pray.
Yes.
Amen? Amen. While we pray. So I need the three of you to, you anointed hands. You what? Okay, I need the three of you holding hands. By Econo, shut on that. Emerson, I know you just walked in, but come here. Hallelujah. Pastor Dre, I need you to stand behind the young, behind Asia. Shaiki, someone. First of all, good morning, Emerson. God bless you. Amen. I need you to stand behind Minister Lloyd. Miki Shaiki Shayama. Brother, I don't know your name, but you look like you know Jesus. Come here. You. That's right. I'm calling you. Come on up here. Amen. And come right around and just stand behind Brother Ryan. Amen. Hallelujah. And gonna stand right behind Ryan after you do your hands. Amen. I almost called her Tiffany. That's my other daughter, Asia. Oh. I almost called you Tiffany. Amen. God says you're in a good place today.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said you're in a good place.
Hallelujah.
He said, I can help you here. I can help you during this prayer. I can help. He says, while your mind is on me, my mind is on you.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Sometimes we reach that point where I don't know if I should jump or just wait here until somebody push me up. God. Hallelujah. If you have an addiction of any kind, or you're standing in for someone else that's dealing with an addiction, Haniso,
glory to God.
Okay, I need some tally. Pastor Drea, no, Emerson, inside. No, you just wash your hands, Emerson. I don't want to. You got it inside, in the sleeve of the camera case where the tripods are. There's another tallit. I need you to bring it out. Somebody's going to be delivered today. Amen. 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 Y'all just give me a minute. Cause somebody, the Lord is going to deliver somebody today. I believe it. I know that trust me. Just watch. And you can be delivered too.
Amen.
God did not set all this up for no reason. God did not allow us to still be here for no reason. God did not put all this together, allowing us to affect people around the world for no reason. God has a reason. God has a reason. Amen. Yeah. You got, okay. So I need that over them. Yeah, yes. Emerson, you stand right here. Okay. Young, what's your name, brother?
June.
J-U-N-E?
No.
Yes,
no, E.
No, E.
June. Oh, June. Okay, June. First of all, come here, June. Come. I'm family. It's okay. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Now, you stand here. Now, give him that tallit. We're going to pass it to Emerson because we're going to cover them. Alicia. Asia, the Lord said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. He said, I've been listening to your prayers. He said, and I've seen your tears. He said, I've seen your cry. I don't know if I said that right, but that's what I heard. He said, I've seen your cry. And he said, you have a lot on your shoulders, the responsibility. I don't know what you're carrying, Asia. I don't know what you're carrying. But if it looks like it feels like a building. Hallelujah. Mi costarito, misa. God said, I know where you stand. He said, and I'm standing with you. He said, even though you feel abandoned and alone, I am with you. He said, and I have sent angels to watch over you and to encourage you. Now, angels are not always angelic beings. Sometimes angels are a partner, a neighbor, a friend, or somebody you've never met to walk up to you and just bless you. Because angels are messengers. Amen. Yeah. And God says, whatever weight you carry, I carry with you. He said, I carry the brunt of the load. You carry enough to know you're carrying something. Mm. He said, but lo, I am with you. He said, listen to me. Don't give up now.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, you're too close. He said, this is not the time to give up. This is the time to stand up.
Come on.
Yeah.
Because the enemy can't ride your back if you're standing up. He can only ride your back when you're bent over. But when you stand straight up in the name of Jesus, the enemy cannot ride you. Hallelujah! He said, I got you. You have to trust me. You have to believe me. I got you. He said, you're not in this alone. Amen.
Amen.
Do you brothers need to rest your arms for a second? Because I'm getting ready to pray. Can you hold up for just another minute? We're praying for the addictions. We're praying for the addictions. If you're dealing with any kind of addiction whatsoever, we're praying for that addiction now. What I'd like for you to do is just, if you can, if you're driving, don't raise your hands. Pull over or wait till you get home. Raise your hands and pray with me. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before your presence with thanksgiving and we enter into your courts with praise, we lift you up in the name of Jesus by your blood. Father, those that are dealing with addictions, those that are dealing with situations that they have no control over, those who have been buried in a POW hole that are unaware that they are prisoners of war. Father, we pray that you would lift them out of that pit. Father, help them to understand that they are not supposed to be there. That is not supposed to be their home. Help them to understand that they are prisoners of war. This is a war that we're fighting. This is a battle that we're in. And they don't even realize that they have been captured by the enemy and that they are prisoners of war. Father, we're praying against every addiction, everything, every spirit that is controlling them. We're praying against it in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you are the only one that can lift them out of those pits. You are the only one that can deliver them from those addictions. You are the only one that can free them. You are the only one that can stop what the enemy has started. Whatever the addiction is, whatever the spirit is, whatever that has captured them, whatever that has imprisoned them, we're praying that they will allow you to release them so that they will serve you in the manner that you have already spoken over their lives. Forgive them of any sin and unrighteousness. Lord, every person that wants to be free from addiction, let them pray, Lord, please free me from addiction. Every person that wants to be free from that pit hole, ask them, Lord, please free me from my POW, my prisoner of war. Free me, oh yeah, free me, Lord. Every person that desires freedom, Lord, have them to cry out, free me, Lord. Have them to cry out, Lord, free me. Free me, set me free in the name of Jesus. Set me free, Lord, set me free. We're praying that they will be obedient, realizing where they are, and they need to be set free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Drea, give Tiffany, give Asia a hug. Because that's my kids. Amen. Pastor, no. Greg, come here. Oh, son, thank you. You're good. You're good, Emerson. Thank you. Greg, come here. Hallelujah. Good morning, Jacqua. Good morning, sis. Greg, this is what the Lord showed me, because I've been praying about this morning. You are his new assistant. Okay. You will be here every Sunday morning that you can to help him teach the children in the Bible. I know where you stand. I know that you love to study. Get a curriculum set up. These pastors will help you get things together. You are his new assistant. Lori, you have a new assistant.
Amen.
As faithful as the day is long, we'll work hard and we'll make sure that the gospel is being preached to all the children of God. I need him to watch. Take Nikki, because he's been wanting something permanent. He's been wanting something permanent. Wow. You got it.
Amen.
These are God's children. You treat them like they're your children. You teach them the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You teach them what is right. And Lloyd got all kind of ways to bring the children together. You help him teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You are being summoned by the Spirit of God to bless his children.
Amen.
Take this as serious as a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this is more important than that, because these are the souls of God's children. And the two of you working together will make an awesome team.
Amen.
Working together. God! Pastor Nicole, you anoint his head. Minister Ryan, you lay your hands on the anointed head. He's been asking the Lord. He wants to do his part. He wants to have, you got it. The Lord said, now this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to show the Lord what you meant. Amen. Let it be cool. Ryan, lay hands on him. Amen. La shomiham. La bishomania. The Bible says, train the child in the way that they should go. That's when they're old. It will not depart from them. God's children. God loves his children. God loves his children. Amen.
Amen.
While they're praying, give me, how many more were there? Okay. 12. Okay. All right. Well, can we at least tell them that?
Yes.
Okay. So we want.
It's a lot. They're very detailed.
Amen.
I'm just listening.
Okay, I want you to pay attention. We're about to be. Take his hand, Lloyd. Miaya, pray over that. Pray over that. Mikasa iyon. Pastor, she's going to list the names. Listen, I can't apologize for what God does.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
It wasn't my plan to go this way, but obviously it was God's plan to go this way. Amen. So I'm not apologizing for what God does. However, I do want you to know that we will be praying for every person in the chat room that ask for requests that we get. We will be praying this week. I highlight them, I pray over them, and talk to the Lord about them just before we go live, so you are not overlooked or forgotten. Pastor Cole is going to call out the names so you know we got you. Amen.
Amen. We're standing with Patrick praying for his son, Miles. We're standing with Mandy praying for her sons. We're standing with Asher and Doug. We're standing with Sarah praying for her dad, Ken. And we're standing with Kelly praying for herself, praying for himself as well as his wife and other family members.
Amen. Amen. So,
and we're standing with Destina continuing to pray for Nathan as he prepares to go to court.
Yes. Yes. We're praying that God will give him favor and then the Lord will bless that family. Now, has anyone heard from Sean's about
there's still no results.
There's
yet.
Still
so
no
let
results.
Let us know once their results.
OK. All right. So Pastor Drea, Pastor Nicole, come here. Thank you. Come on like you know us. Amen. Come on. Get right there. Come on. Get on in. Amen. Amen. These are two of the finest soldiers in God's army right here. These are praying, Bible studying, gospel preaching, showing up teaching women of God. I've been in this for over 40 years, 45 years. A lot of years. Why do you smile when you say that? I've been in this a long time. I've seen women as good, but I've never seen not one better. I'm sorry, I said women. I've seen ministers and pastors as good, men or women, but I've never seen any better. Amen? They pray for people all the time.
Amen.
I want you to pray for them. They lift people up all the time. I need you to pray that the Lord will continue to lift them up. Without them and their support and their diligence and their work, and it was just me and Sandy, we wouldn't be having this prayer service online, just so you know, because they behind the scenes working, being obedient to God. And so I just want to make sure that they are recognized for some of what they do and that you continue. Don't just be praying for me and Pastor Sandy, because without them, we couldn't be what we are. Without them, we wouldn't be able to stand the way we stand. And without them, we wouldn't have the ability to do as much as we do. And so I need you to continue to pray that the Lord will continue to lift them up. Amen.
Amen.
They are first ladies and they are pastors. Amen. And they are as one. They are equal. They are not greater than me and Sandy. They just have different duties. Amen. Did I do okay?
Yes.
And they didn't ask me and they didn't pay me. And I'm not in trouble. Amen.
Amen.
All right, go away. We got service.
Oh.
Amen. Can y'all give a big hand for all of you that support us through your prayers, through that? All of you that spread the gospel, all of you that do all of the things that you do, thank you. Because God used and uses all of you to make this what this is. And if you've allowed God to bless you and to use you to bless this so that we can bless the world, thank you for being obedient to God, whatever part you play. In Jesus' name, my prayer is that I'll see you in the cloud. But just in case, if I see you next week, then God bless. Amen. Amen. All right. Hallelujah.